This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for September 2013. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene.
Hams in Australia may keep access to part of the 2300 megahertz band. Amateur radio operators in Portugal get new spectrum and some rules changes.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Nelson. First up tonight is presidential comment. Here's NZRT President Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Council continues to hold its monthly meetings via Skype instead of on 80 metres. This means members are no longer able to listen in. I've had some comment that I said at the AGM in Masterton that I would make an audio recording of these meetings available. I don't recall specifically saying that, and if I recall correctly, at the time I was exploring ways of making the content of the council meetings held via Skype available to members. This was in response to a show of hands from members who indicated that they regularly listened to the on-air council meetings when we held them on 80 metres. I've given this some careful thought and discussed it with council. The outcome is that I will not be making any recordings of the monthly council meetings available. Skype is proving to be an excellent medium for conducting our monthly meetings, with everyone able to hear what everyone else is saying. We are able to conduct these meetings as if we were in a meeting room and discuss matters fully. I'm sorry if I led anyone to believe that I would be making audio recordings available, but that's not going to happen. Minutes of the council meetings will continue to be published on our website, and if you have a question or concern, please talk to your local councillor. Our long-serving and well-respected editor of Break-In, John Walker, ZL3IB, has announced that he plans to step down from this job in April next year. The production of our bi-monthly magazine is a vitally important task for our organisation, and we have started to advertise for people interested in taking on this job. I would like to bring this to your attention and ask if any of you are interested to please contact either myself or Debbie at headquarters as soon as possible. You may recall that last year we ran quite a successful membership campaign and gained over 200 new members. Your council and I are keeping a watch on how many of these new members who joined at a favourable rate last year becoming members through until the end of this year, that's 2013, are renewing their subscription for 2014. With the assistance of Council, I hope to encourage any of our new members who have not paid by the 1st of November this year to do so promptly. If you're one of those listening tonight, please can I encourage you to support your National Amateur Radio Association by sending in your payment before the 1st of November to take advantage of the early payment discount. Your council and I do understand that for many of our members who are on a fixed income, finding $99, or $89 if you take advantage of the early payment discount, is not easy. For this reason, council, along with Debbie, our business manager, and Evan, our treasurer, have been working hard over the years to keep the subscription down by controlling costs. The subscription at present is $99, or $89 with the early payment. In 2000, it was $85, rising in 2004 to $90. If you adjust these earlier subs against inflation, our subscription should now be about $115. I think we've done well to control the growth in the subscription against inflation. I would like to be able to offer a reduced subscription to our older members, but currently that's not possible. A break-in-less subscription still remains a possibility. The challenge is to achieve a balance, as the fewer printed break-ins we produce means higher costs for a smaller print run. This could mean a higher subscription for those members wanting the printed copy, leading to fewer renewals and so on. I don't have a good solution to this dilemma just yet. Jamboree on the Air, or JOTA, is coming up again over the weekend of October the 19th and 20th. This year was the 56th JOTA, and its theme is Let's Share. I hope by now you've been in touch with your local scout or guide organisation and see what you can do to help them. JOTA is an excellent opportunity to introduce amateur radio to younger people, and I hope you'll take advantage of this. Thanks everyone for listening. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan. The president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Western Suburbs Radio Club Branch 03 give notice of their equipment sale being held on Saturday 2nd November at the Rosebank Road Primary School Hall, and that's 217 Rosebank Road in Avondale. Tables are $10 each prepaid before the sale date or $15 each on the day. Sellers from 0800, buyers at 0900, and the sale ends at midday. Now for table bookings, please contact Roy ZL1WI. You can catch Roy at 09-814-9550, 814-9550, or John ZL1JT at 09-827-3538, 09-827-3538, or you can email John, jbt.greenbay@extra.co.nz. That's the Western Suburbs Radio Club sale on Saturday the 2nd of November. Now it's off to Upper Hutt we go, where it's a very good evening, to NZRT's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I appear to have recently had a number of phone calls in the evening and on weekends. Some people leave messages, however, most do not. I'm sure many of you have experienced the frustration when receiving blank messages. In order for me to best serve the needs of members and all amateurs, I would appreciate if you could leave your details and I will get back to you as soon as I'm in the office. Just a reminder to everyone, NZART office hours are 9 till 2, Tuesday to Friday. I am required to pop out and attend to office functions, however, try to leave a note on my door. Therefore, if you are coming to see me, it is desirable that you ring first so that I can ensure I am here. Also a reminder for those who have yet to pay their 2014 subscriptions and are finding it difficult. Please remember for the small amount of $8.50 per month, you can retain your membership to NZART and make it easier on the pocket. The rebate of $10 is not applicable if paying monthly. Please contact me for further details on how to set this up. Finally, as we near Christmas, it is time for you all to be considering remits to be discussed at next year's conference in Blenheim. That's it from me, Jim. Back to you.
Further to earlier comments regarding next year's NZART conference and AGM hosted by Marlborough Branch 22, now's the time to make the decision and to book those cheaper airline and ferry fares for next year's conference in Blenheim. For a look now at amateur radio news on the international scene, we join the team at Newsline.
Some good news for hams down under in VK land. This with word that the Australian amateur radio community could win a partial reprieve on the expected loss of 2300 to 2302 megahertz. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, has details.
The Wireless Institute of Australia reports that VK amateurs may win a partial reprieve for access to the 2300 to 2302 MHz amateur band. This is spectrum that is currently under threat in reallocation and restructuring. This past February, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, or ACMA, released a discussion paper proposing to withdraw the 2300 to 2302 MHz amateur allocation so that the band from 2300 to 2400 MHz could be reallocated for other spectrum licensing. The Wireless Institute of Australia filed a response to the discussion paper seeking to have a 150 kHz segment from 2300 to 2300.15 MHz retained for the amateur service on at least a co-primary basis. The ACMA has posted a report on its website on September 17th, saying that it had received 124 submissions in response to the discussion paper, from which an overwhelming number objected to the ACMA's proposal. Specifically, a staggering 93% of submissions disagreed with the ACMA's suggestion, and of those, 30% indicated support for the position advocated by the Wireless Institute of Australia. Even so, the ACMA has advised that, after considering the information provided in the submissions, its view is that the amateur service would not be able to retain co-primary status if 2300 to 2400 MHz was relicensed. However, the ACMA goes on to say that it will work closely with the Wireless Institute of Australia to test whether a coexistence licensing arrangement might be developed under Section 138 of that nation's Radio Communications Act. Section 138 provides for a license to be issued within spectrum where it would not result in unacceptable levels of interference to equipment operated under the primary user's spectrum license. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF, across the Tasman Sea, in Nelson, New Zealand.
In its own statement, the Wireless Institute of Australia says it looks forward to working with the regulatory authority to achieve a positive outcome for the 2300 to 2302 megahertz band in that nation. You can find more online at tinyurl.com/good-news-down-under. CT1JHQ reports that hams in Portugal have some new operating spectrum as well as a few rules changes. He says that on September 6th, that nation's telecommunications regulator issued an addendum to Portugal's national table of frequency allocations. In summary, the changes include the allocation of the new 472 to 479 kilohertz band to the amateur service with secondary status, and changes to conditions for access to the 50 to 52 megahertz and 1270 to 1300 megahertz bands. The latter affects only some license classes. More about this restructuring is available on the web as a PDF file in the Portuguese language. It's located at tinyurl.com/new-portugal-bands. Vietnam will be on the air in a few weeks. This with word that N0ODK will be operational from Ho Chi Minh City as 3W2DK between October 17th and 24th. He'll then travel to Phu Quoc Island and will be operational from there using the call XV4MN between October 24th and 29th. His operations will be on 20, 17, 15, and 10 meters from both locations. After his Phu Quoc Island operation, he'll return to Ho Chi Minh City and will again be on the air from there until November 2nd. If you want to work this rare one, QSL via N0ODK direct by the Bureau or Logbook of the World. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm David Black, KB4KCH from Birmingham, Alabama, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2013, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Well, it's time for a Waro update, and away we go to the North Shore of Auckland and say welcome to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. Did you have some contacts in the recent Alara HF contest? Log should reach contest organiser Leslie Smith, CK5LOL, by the 30th of September, which is this coming Monday. But if you're quick, they can be emailed to her at alaracontest@wia.org.au. That's Alara Contest at wia.org.au. Check logs are also welcome. Scoring details are in the latest Wairo Bulletin or on the Alara website. BevZL1OS is in need of articles for the next Wairo Bulletin. The size of the article does not matter, as it could be a few lines or a few pages. She'll be happy to receive whatever you can manage to write. Photos of any events are also most welcome for the bulletin, and they should be sent to Bev with a brief description. Let me remind you about the Wairo 80 Metre Net, which is held each Monday night at 2000 hours on 3.695 kHz. For YLs in the Greater Auckland area on Sunday nights, there's a YL Net on the 146900 repeater, starting at 1900 hours. All YLs are welcome to check in on these nets, as they're not limited to Wairo members. We'd love to hear some of the newly licensed YLs of the past couple of years checking in. We also have the ZL YL Activity Week coming up at the last week of November, and I'll remind you of the details in the next month's broadcast. That's all from Wairoa for this September, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Wairoa, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. And from the VHF, UHF, SHF Contest Committee, a reminder of the microwave contest, all bands 921 MHz and up next weekend, the 5th and Sunday the 6th of October. Remember too the Field Day Contest, all bands 50 MHz and up on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of December. For all contests, the operating periods are 1700 to 2300 hours on the Saturday and 0700 to 1300 on the Sunday, all New Zealand local time. The contest rules are available at www.vhf.org.nz. And a reminder, all contest logs should be sent to arrive within 2 weeks of the contest to zl2wa@clear.net.nz with contest log in the subject line. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Just a few items for this evening. We start from the Manawatū Amateur Radio Society, who have their annual table sale on Saturday the 5th of October at the same venue as in the past, the Longburn Hall on State Highway 56 in Longburn, which is just south of Palmerston North. Doors open for sellers from 8 a.m. and for buyers at 9 a.m. Refreshments will be available throughout the day. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next meeting on Monday, October the 7th at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in the service lane off Birch Street in Waterloo. This will be the club's annual show and tell. Nelson Branch 26 has a show and tell evening on Wednesday, October the 16th, starting 7:30 p.m. This is an opportunity for club members to talk about their latest construction project or their latest purchase. The meeting is held at the National Party Electorate Office Meeting Rooms, which is on the corner of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. And finally, the Christchurch West Amateur Radio Club has a sale of used radio and electronic equipment on Saturday the 5th of October. The location is St. Stephen's Methodist Church Hall in Yaldhurst, and the sale runs from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Morning and afternoon teas and a barbecue lunch are available on site. For more information, contact Keith Stanton by email at the address keith@webstyle.co.nz. That's keith@webstyle.co.nz. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Friday, the 4th of October. Remember, you can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news on the NZART webpage, and that's at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 27th of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for September 2013. Good night, everyone. Good night now.